for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew, where are you? In Canada?
I'm in Canada.
Where are you?
Where?
Toronto.
Yeah.
I got a little SARS here going, but it's all right.
Hey, you, that's a good one, Drew. Doctors should be making those kind of morbid jokes about
I knew you'd appreciate
deadly
it.
Diseases.
Yeah,
what are you doing over there?
The best.
You're over there playing Mary-Kate and Ashley's dad, right?
How weird is that?
Drew's doing, Kelly Slater's here, by the way, tonight. Say hi, Kelly.
Hello, Drew.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly is obviously best surfer in the world, has been for quite a few years, and has a book coming out. We're going to talk about that, or it is out, and that
Freddie and yes. Jason were extremely excited about Kelly coming
out. Freddie, big fan of Kelly's surfing. Freddie big fan Krueger was in here last night, Robert England, and as soon as your name popped up, he was like, oh, yeah. Kill that kid. Yeah, I guess he likes the cutbacks or something. But I don't think I'd like to kiss Kelly's ass as much as possible. But I don't think Jason was as big a fan.
You're right.
He's not a big surfer.
He wasn't. It wasn't even the real Jason. So what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Come on, couldn't you just lie?
I know. But I'm being honest. Freddie, huge fan. Huge fan of Kelly Slater. But anyway, Drew is in, where, Toronto?
Toronto.
Doing a movie.
Yeah.
And the movie is what?
It's called The New York Minute. At least that's the name right now. It's I'm playing Mary-Kate and Ashley's dad. It's one of those offers you sort of can't refuse.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Drew is, you're playing their father. And what's the storyline? Do you know what it is?
Yeah. There's a good twin and a bad twin.
Yeah.
And the evil twin and the good twin.
When does one get to be the slutty twin? Aren't they getting old enough for one to be a little bit more-ish?
It's moving towards that.
Good.
A lot of sort of falling on guys with a towel on accidentally kind of stuff going on.
Nice.
Yeah, enough to make a dad have a coronary. But
I'm doing some math, and I say by the year 2086, they'll be doing hardcore porn. I did some calculations in my car on the way over. So,
grandma porn, mind you.
43 years to go. All right, I mean 83. Anyway, Drew, you got a good sized part, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good.
And the experience.
Do they know you're a horrible actor?
Oh, they'll come to that conclusion.
They're going
to
find out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sort of a novelty, cameo thing. You know what I mean?
Do you start tomorrow?
There's a ton of novelty, like Howard Stern's in it, and
Jesus Christ,
Anson Crutcher.
Anson Crutcher.
Is that his name?
That's
his name.
You talking about the guy from Happy Days?
No, what the hell is his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Well, I don't know. What the hell do I know?
Nothing.
That's
nothing.
Right. And,
you just act like the cigar store Indian you are.
Andy Richter's in it, and Gene Levy's in it.
All right. Quit dropping names. We're back here in L.A. trying to hold the fort down, trying to keep it real.
Right.
Kelly's book, by the way, which is a substantial piece of work, Drew. You'd be you'd be surprised. I believe there's ever been a book this fat written by a surfer. It's got it's 339 page. Well, 338. The last page is blank, but I'm still going to count it. 339.
Wow.
And it's a handful of pictures, but at least 300 worth of words.
Wow.
Which is real substantial.
So is it a history of your biography or something? Or
yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, well, what is it? You're from out here, right?
No, I'm from Florida. Actually.
I knew you were from Florida.
Way to go, Adam.
Yeah. Let me tell you how I treat the guests on this show.
Once in a while, everybody else.
Yeah. Well, no. Once in a while, I like to get stoned and go to a movie, and that way I can enjoy the movie 8 months later when it comes out on DVD because I completely forgot the entire movie. Mm-hmm. I like to do that with a guest. They come on, I ask them where they're from, how long they've been doing it, what the name of the show is, and then they come on 6 months later,
and it's like
we never met.
It's
brand new.
Like my fourth time on now.
Yeah,
you knew my name.
But you get your cherry popped every time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was watching, a couple things. I was sitting in my office today, and somebody came in and brought a Kelly Slater video in. I guess, of a new, like, Xbox game or something like that.
Yeah.
What was that? What were they doing?
Ooh, I saw that. That's cool.
Did you see that, Drew?
Yeah, my kids were using it. It's amazing.
Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer. It's a game with Activision. It came out about a year ago.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I was sort of on my back to it, and it was on... But they plugged in the video. Was it just for graphics or something?
Yeah.
They weren't playing. It was like a promotion package.
There's a DVD sort of movie along with it.
And also I was watching, and I don't know if he had anything to do with Blue Crush, but I was watching that movie on DVD last weekend and getting a nice appreciation for surfing. Did you see that movie, Drew?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Remember, I was a lifeguard in my other life.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know what that's about.
Yeah, what'd you think of that movie?
I liked it.
You, Drew. I'm asking Kelly. Who cares what you thought? You didn't like it?
No, I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Kind of.
Yeah. I was getting really bad reports from people on it.
Like by the way, Adam, you know? It's for him. Yeah. It's like watching a doctor, you know, story. You know what I mean?
How that drives me insane. Yeah, for me, it'd be like they made a movie about guys who napped and jacked off. I'd be like,
same
so
thing.
Fake.
Same.
That's fake.
Same.
Exactly. It's like it's as basic as Drew going. You would never prescribe that drug for that problem.
Right, know? Right, right.
It's
right.
Like that's basically what goes.
It's so distracting. It drives you insane. But that being said, it was still pretty decent, wasn't it?
But for the lay person, the camera. I thought the camera work was amazing.
Like hey, I was stoked on it. All my friends got in it.
Yeah, they all did the surfing on it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
did they want you to do stuff? You can't do stuff, though, because you're too recognizable.
No,
or you got to play you, right?
I was going to do some stuff. It just didn't work out.
Kelly told me I only slept 3 hours last night, but then said it wasn't drugs or anything.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that was. What were we doing last night?
Nothing. I was just up talking to a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Sex, right?
No, I didn't
That's
have
right.
sex. There's,
really?
there's absolutely no sex.
Didn't beat off?
No.
All right. Oh, wait a minute, Drew. I have no screen.
I know. So here we go. This is Denise.
I just noticed that 10 minutes into the show, by the way.
I got it. She's Denise. She's 23. Here we go. Denise.
All right.
Hey. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Hi, Drew. Kelly.
Hey.
I guess my basic question is, I recently, I guess, had a threesome. I don't know. It was a husband and wife thing. Yeah. And the wife gave me oral sex, but the husband didn't do nothing. He was kind of like just still, like, I don't know, almost freaked out about it. So, which you always
like
hear.
Standing there in shock. What I understand.
Well, no, he was sitting down, you know, and I guess enjoying the view and whatnot. But you know, I don't know. Guys always talk about joining in and whatnot.
But maybe they kind of had an agreement ahead of time. This husband and wife team. They're the ones that sort of got you into it, right?
Right. Yeah. See, and this is my husband's friend, and so
nice.
In all honesty, I didn't even want to do anything, you know, besides what I was doing in the first place.
Yeah. How old is your husband?
He's 24.
Fantastic.
What? And he knows about this?
I told him like that very night.
Afterwards. You told him that you were going to do it, or you told him afterwards?
I told him after it happened.
That's a good strategy.
See, well, then, like, I don't understand his reaction to it, because he's, like, laughing about it. And I'm a prankster, so, I mean, but I told him, like, seriously, it happened for real. And he's just, like, giggling off, like, okay, well, whatever.
That either means he doesn't believe you because he doesn't want to believe you, or he's already had a threesome with that same couple.
Are you
Something
serious?
Like that. Something weird like that.
Or, you know, he could just be an idiot.
Yeah. Or he's done something worse. As though that's
you, you don't have any kids, do you?
No.
All right, good.
Don't.
Let's not have
please.
Any kids. You guys would be horrible, horrible parents. All right.
Why'd you get married so young? Yeah. Denise, why so young? Why married?
Why married? I love him. I love him. I trust him. Everything.
Trust him. Yeah. He trusts you.
I hear all the marriage stuff.
What if the guy, the husband, not your husband,
right.
but the husband, had joined in?
I think I would have, like, stopped it right away right there and then. Only because, like, that's my husband's friend kind of thing. And
But
you know,
you went, you took your clothes off in front of your friend. Well, I don't understand. What were you thinking was going to happen?
Well, I was a little bit intoxicated. So, I mean.
What were you using?
What was I using? Yeah. Just alcohol.
All right,
is there alcohol?
What?
Go ahead. I just wonder if there's alcohol
well,
in your family.
I'm just curious. Did you have the agreement that the guy wasn't going to join in before?
No, it was kind of like, let's just see where things go kind of thing.
I know. Let's just see where things go. And,
but she
and
was
if he
very...
joins in, I'll stop it right away.
But you know what? She was very forceful, which was, I don't know, almost freaking me out during the whole kind of thing, you know?
All right. So what's your question?
My question is, why my husband thinks it's a joke, but you already answered that, and why
we don't know. We can't tell exactly why he thinks it's a joke.
I have suspicions. Has something to do with the tight bond between you two.
Yeah. The sacred bond that they've made in front of God. But listen, the probability is he either doesn't believe you because it's too tough for him to come to terms with, or he has done something that sort of is worse, or maybe with the same couple. So
is it even considered a threesome? I mean, because...
It's cheating.
Uh-oh.
I don't have the hold button over here.
The understanding was that there was three people in there. Basically a threesome. I mean, it's not physically, but mentally it was.
Here's what I think, though. Right. I think if the guy starts beating off, it's a threesome. If he's just standing with his hands in his pocket, it's a twosome. It's like a two and a half, you know?
It's all cheating, though, right? It's marriage.
It's extramarital affair. But what if a guy said, what if one of your buddies said when you were 19, he's like, dude, I just had a threesome. It was awesome. And you're like, well, what happened? He said, I was with this chick.
And her friend was
getting
watching.
It on. And her friend was on a futon, like, checking it out. You'd be like, sorry, buddy. You would immediately say it's not a threesome, right? If they said, like, if your buddy said, like, yeah, but she was, like, fingering herself while I was doing her. You'd be like, you got my, all right. What do you say, Bert? What do we give him? Okay, give him three. But if she's just in the room, that's not a threesome. But it's still more than a twosome.
It's
two and a half.
Yeah, and it's not, even the onesome would not be appropriate outside of a marriage, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Actually, in their marriage, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, evidently. Marriage. Evidently. Bad times.
All right, who's
Kiki.
Next, Drew?
17.
Kiki.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What's up?
I have a question. Okay. If a girl, like, has sex with a guy for the first time and he doesn't, like, pop the cherry, is she still technically a virgin?
If a penis passes the threshold of the vagina, she is no longer a virgin. I don't care if you disintegrate after that happens.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what happens as a result. It is a, you know, whether you get pregnant, whether there's bleeding, whether there's whatever, you're not a virgin anymore.
Why? Is that you, Kiki?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you're no longer a virgin. Do you want to be a virgin?
I kind of did.
You did?
But it's cool.
Well, you shouldn't have let the penis break the plane of the vagina if you wanted to remain a virgin.
Yeah, but see, I had asked my friends about it, and they were all, well, you're still a virgin if you still have your cherry.
That's just ridiculous. The way you worded it. And
if
you talk to the same buddies I was just talking to about the threesome, they would have said you're not a virgin.
No, that is ridiculous.
Penis entered, you're no longer a virgin.
Right.
You might have a hymen made of Kevlar. That's not God's fault. You're no virgin.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
now,
get rid of her, Drew. I want to ask Kelly
the
about
only
something.
Way I can do it is by, let me see if
I'll
I can
hang
get
up on her.
Hold on, let me listen around here, see if I can get up.
Okay, Drew.
All I can do is hold. I mean,
what do I need you for? I got my own. I got my own screen here.
Funny enough, Kiki is actually another word for vagina.
It is.
Yeah.
In what?
Where's that?
World?
Like
Hawaii? Yeah, I think Hawaii.
Wow, we learned something tonight.
I wanted to ask.
And her name is Kiki, and she was asking about the vagina.
It's really ironic. Drew, how come you didn't come up with that?
I didn't know.
But what if her name was
a Hawaiian medical term for the vagina.
What if her name was Koozie McVulva?
I would have picked up
on that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I didn't watch it last night, but everyone was talking about Shark Week this week, Kelly.
Mm.
Did you watch that?
I got a good shark story for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just happened a couple
days ago.
To you?
No.
But friend of yours?
I was just in South Africa at Jeffreys Bay,
mm-hmm.
and we're all freaked out about sharks. We had a contest, and one guy in the semifinal saw a shark, so we got out of the water during the heat, and he just, everyone's going, go back out. He goes, I saw a shark.
Right.
Everyone's going, it wasn't a shark, it was a whale or whatever.
Right.
So anyways, we left a week later, which was just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
All these kids are out surfing in the morning.
Uh-oh.
They're having a kids contest.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 kids in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was about a 6-meter great white, which is like 18, 20-foot great white.
Wow.
Came up. And this is, I stay in a house that's about 100 yards from where the kids were surfing. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's directly right in front of the house where we surfed every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the shark comes up and went to grab the kid and just missed him. Grabbed his wetsuit and his board and missed him. I guess the kid kind of rolled away from it,
mm-hmm.
or it knocked him off or something. took a big chunk out of his board, broke the board in half, and then the kid had to swim into the rocks, and all the other kids were scattering, and I guess the shark was swimming like through him and didn't bite anybody.
Really?
Yeah, like a 20-foot shark.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was just like a friend of mine emailed me and said he watched it. The guy I stay with, he said he goes, man, if I had a camera, I would have made millions.
Nothing better than a great white shark, is there?
I have this strange fantasy about being attacked by a great white and living.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. But, you know, something like that, just to feel that brush once in your life. But
yeah.
Most people get attacked by shark live.
Well, people, I know, nice. But they're like industrial accidents. It's like, yeah, you live, but you don't, you're missing part of your face and your right arm and stuff. But it's a couple of things. Like, they just did the Shark Week thing yesterday, which showed a woman just being, having her leg taken
bit off right?
by a great white.
I've seen that footage.
And they're like,
and it looks like they're just swimming, having a nice time. The shark just comes out of nowhere and just bites your leg off.
And they're like, you know, you only have like 1 in 80 million chance of getting bitten by a shark. They always say this, but if you're filming a documentary about abalone, you got a higher chance than someone who never goes in the water, don't you?
If you're that person being bit, you got a 1 in 1 chance, you know.
Like great white.
Up in northern California, down in South Australia, and in this place called the East London in South Africa. There's a few places where there's shark attacks, great white shark attacks all the time. You know.
Are there any places that are great surf spots that people won't surf because of that? Because of sharks?
There's quite a few in South Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just infested in some places.
Wow.
But
I love that. I like the guys who get bit and go right back in.
Yeah.
And then I like the guys who talk about the shark. Hey, I don't blame the shark. It's always like, yeah, who cares? Yeah. The shark, he's trying to kill you whether he blames you or not. Like, I mean, I don't blame the bear. I don't blame the shark. I don't blame the bullet. But either way, you're going down, you know?
I got another real quick one.
Sure.
This friend of mine was surfing up in Oregon with four buddies. One of the guys gets taken by a great white right in the whitewater. Like a wave passed by, and then the shark grabbed him. Everybody thinks, like, there's no sharks in the whitewater. You're safe
right,
there.
Right.
This thing comes and takes a guy, and he disappears for, like, 20 seconds. His board pops up. About 5 seconds later, he pops up. They take him on the beach, and it's just taken his whole side out. Right near his kidney.
Oh, wait. But this guy got patched up, right?
Well, this guy, my friend tells him, he goes, hey, look, we're doing everything we can to save you, but it doesn't look good. You know, you want to tell your family anything? And he just looks at him and goes, screw you, I'm going to live.
Mm-hmm.
He
died 10 seconds later.
He stopped himself from going into shock. No, and the guy lived.
And then he went back out and surfed,
and
right?
He surfed again.
Yeah, that was the idiot I was talking about. I saw him on TV. He's like, I don't blame the shark, I'm going right back in. Yeah.
No, there's some pretty miraculous shark stories out there.
Well, I love a good shark. I hate the idea of people getting eaten by a great white, but I love that great white shark.
Yeah, you guys can't stop talking about it.
There's some places.
Come on, Drew.
It's like up in Northern California, not a lot of people surf, but there's quite a few shark attacks.
Yeah.
In Southern California, everybody's in the water all day long, millions of people, and there's never shark attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain places where your odds are just so much greater than other places.
Drew, did you see that whole shark breaching thing, the one up in Northern California where the great white comes out of the water like a whale, like a killer whale? It comes surging up from the bottom, hits its prey, and goes sailing out of the water, 8-10 feet out of the water. Just
that's
2,000
how it gets its,
pound
the seals. Yeah, I guess the seals.
Oh, my God. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah, let's rock.
Let me
rock.
Tell you
here
this, by the way. It's something I was thinking about today when I was talking about sharks. You know, they say the meanest one is the tiger shark. And I thought, just break down the name. It's got the word tiger and shark.
Yeah, you're
that's
together.
Its name. Yeah, they got the worst thing on land, the worst thing at sea. It makes sense that that's the bad one.
Yeah.
All right, I want like the Quaalude shark or the Nerf shark.
I have some friends. I have a number of different friends who claim they've seen sharks over 35 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
how could you even
that
tell
story.
When they get that big? Yeah. How could you even tell? You
know,
once
they're
past 20, it's like
no.
Whatever.
Listen, you see a turtle the size of a frisbee underwater.
Yeah.
It's like Rodan.
Yeah.
The giant turtle is trying to attack me.
No, this is fishermen who are in like a 35-foot boat, and the shark's
longer
comes
than
up next to their boat and is longer than their boat.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, boy.
All right,
this is Sarah. Sarah's 18.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. I have a question about my birth control.
Yeah.
I've been using the same birth control for like almost a year now. And like the side effects are always, you know, you get kind of dry. Well, lately I've not been dry at all.
Vaginal
and I don't know if it's just not working anymore or if maybe I had like a steroid shot a while back and maybe that affected it.
What'd you have a steroid shot for?
Take two.
I have a back problem.
A back.
So I had to get steroids in my back.
How long ago was that?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so that definitely could affect the dryness, the irritation more even than the dryness. And the progesterone.
Well, no, but I'm not dry at all anymore. Like I used to be from the birth control, and now it's like I'm wet all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I just want to know if it's just my birth control is not working right, or if it's
It's working fine. But it's the progesterone in the pill that gives the dryness. And you might want to get a pill that has a little more estrogen in it. Well, are you taking a shot or anything?
I'm using the patch.
Patch. All right. Okay. Good.
Drew, what's up? Yeah. I never hear about the pill dries you out.
The progesterone in the pill can make you dry. Yeah.
I got to get on that pill. Sweat my ass off today.
It dries your
vagina. 106 degrees. It just feel sweat. It's just drop. You know, I'm feeling it drop down the back of my hair and onto my neck and drip down my back all day today. Drew, give me some of that birth control. Just get it for me.
It dries your vagina.
I'm not okay. Just get the pill. Just look.
Ashley.
I don't need all your vaginal mumbo jumbo. You just get that goddamn pill. All right.
Ashley, 15.
Hello?
Ashley? Yeah.
Ashley?
I love your show. Yeah.
You know, you're a big fan of Ashken Krotcher, Drew's going to be working with up in Canada. Drew, do you pronounce Canada okay?
Yeah, I know geography. I just don't know people.
Okay. Ashley?
Yeah?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm a lesbian, and for about 2 weeks, I've been dating another guy.
Oh, boy. You're 15, Ashley, 15. All you are is confused and chaotic. I don't know what you are. You can't declare a major like that at 15 and be flipping around and creating a lot of chaos in your relationships. Just
yeah, why would you date a guy
down.
If you're a lesbian?
Well, I started to like him, and then he asked.
You got it, Adam? That's why she dated a guy, because she liked him.
Hold on, let me write this down. Ashken liked her. No, him.
Ashley,
yes, that's right. So, all right, so you like a guy. So what?
Should I tell her? Or
Tell your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's my age.
Okay. Right.
You need to break
Let's
up with
break
your girlfriend.
Up. Yeah. What do you think?
You just need to break up. That's it, period. And you need to maybe not have any relationships for a while you're going through this confusion, this state of confusion.
Yeah, that's going to last for another 60 years, though. So.
I
want to know what's up with Ashley.
All right.
And
you're going for the parents here, aren't you?
Oh, well, sexual abuse.
Something happened. Yeah. Ashley.
Yeah?
Where's your dad?
My real dad's in jail.
Yeah, for sexually abusing you?
Huh?
For sexually abusing you?
Well, no, he robbed a bank.
And then sexually abused you?
No.
Okay.
That's what it says in the papers. But I'm not sure if he did, because my parents don't tell me.
I see.
What really
Papers
happened.
Say he robbed a bank?
Yeah, he has a wanted thing.
Okay. Well, go ahead and believe the man on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, and what about your stepdad? How's he? What did he rob?
He used to do drugs, you know, and then he stopped for a while.
All right.
Was he a horrible? Did he do awful things when he was on drugs?
Not really. He's just always mean now that he's off, you know.
Yeah. It's too bad your mom wasn't a lesbian. But listen, Ashley, I think she did the math there.
Yeah.
Ashley, you've been through a lot in your short years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so you've been confused. Your antenna
These relationships
been bent
are
a little bit.
Although they feel good and they seem right, they're not the solution to your problems. They're going to make things worse.
Okay, but don't get pregnant.
Please.
I won't.
You
okay.
sure? Because I like the lesbian idea the best so far. Just be a lesbian, would you please?
That's what my mom says.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And listen,
Mom.
Do well in school and have a good life. You don't have to be damned to the crappy life your parents have.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Please.
Just because you come from that doesn't mean that's what you are.
Maybe a little Alateen for you. I don't think you got the gene for addiction. You don't use drugs, do you?
No, my sister does, though.
Yeah,
she
got
rehab.
The gene. Right, she got the gene, you didn't. So you got the codependency stuff going on. So you might want to look into some Alateen and deal with other kids that have been through what you've been through. Right?
Just listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Ashley. Imagine the utopia we would be living in if every chick who got screwed with, like young Ashley, just turned lesbian, pal.
Yeah, Ashley's mom. She was all about it.
no more cranking out the seven kids with the four abusive dads that are in the joint, the sexual abuse, and the more, you know, it just, none of the sort of colony that ends up going on in this screwed up world of ours. It'd be great. They could all just become lesbians and become strippers. It would be a, what a utopia we'd be living in, Drew. Yes?
Lesbian strippers. Yes, I tell you.
Yes. All right. Kelly Slater here. Drew is in Toronto, right, Drew?
Yeah, however you say it.
It's making a movie over there, everybody. What time is it over there, Drew?
Oh, 1:30. 1:30, yeah.
What time you got to be up tomorrow, big boy?
Not too bad tomorrow, like 10 o'clock.
All right, but then the real work starts, right?
Then it starts, yeah.
You go to your trailer. But this is a real movie, right?
Yeah.
You're working on. I mean, you're going to have a nice trailer. You get to relax.
Yeah, it's not like the Dawson's Creek thing we did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Kel, I'm sure Kelly's done enough of that. You know, you're in your trailer, you're trying to take a nap, you're eating something, you're on a phone, and some guy bangs on the door. He's always wearing a parka. Yeah, I don't care if it's 90 degrees. He's got the parka and the clipboard. And he's like, yeah, Miss Slayer, yeah, they're waiting on you on set. They're waiting on you. And you go like, well, when are we going to start? And they go, as soon as you get there. You spit out your sandwich, zip your pants up, go running out to the thing, and you get there. Nobody's there. Like, people are setting stuff up, and you sit around for about 40 minutes, and you get bored, and then you go back to your trailer and finish whatever it is you were doing before they went and got you, and then the same guy comes running up frantic this time. What happened? Where'd you go? We got to get you. Man, by 2 weeks of this, you start getting pissed off.
That guy you really don't get along with very well.
Well, you don't after a while.
It's more like I'm surfing, and the guy's got the loudspeaker on the beach, and he's yelling at me.
Really?
Come in now, we need you. And you get in, and you don't do anything for 40 minutes. So you go, I'm going back out surfing.
That's right.
And you go, no, we need you right now.
You replace surfing with napping, and that's me.
Yeah.
Kelly Slater in here tonight. Pipe Dreams, name of the new book. Substantial, Drew. 338 pages.
Nice.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in Toronto. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, Drew, that noise is going to kill me. Do you hear that noise?
No, I mean that.
What is that thing?
That's when that horrible loud noise comes through from the satellite, you mean?
Yeah, that weird pop noise. Well, anyway. Kelly Slater, pro surfer here. Six-time world champion here tonight. Name of the book, Pipe Dreams. Just a... thumbing through it with Kelly, talking about a friend of his that died on Waimea. Just crazy. Oh, Drew, big waves. Nothing more exciting. Nothing more dangerous. Nothing crazier than big, huge waves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I've seen a wave bigger than like 11 feet in person.
That's a big wave.
I know. And you know when it's really big? Is when your head is down on essentially the floor.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's like you think the wall looks big when you're standing next to it, or the basketball hoop looks high. If you lay down and put your head down where your feet are, it really looks big. I just couldn't imagine these guys. Like, what's the biggest wave on record that someone has ridden? Is it in the mid-30s or something?
Around 70. Well,
70? Yeah, 70, 80 feet, yeah.
Really? Isn't it? Yeah. It's like almost like
actually,
a tidal wave.
We're not exactly sure because there was this one day that it was a Wednesday. They called it the biggest Wednesday.
Right.
They have to go out there with the skidoos, right? They go with the boats and things.
With jet skis.
They tow in
behind a jet ski and.
Yeah. But what are they? What 70 feet?
There was this one day that was the morning was so big no one even knows how big it was, but they figured it was probably some ways over 70 feet that day.
And. How do you measure? I mean, I guess you know because after staring at 20-foot waves for a long time, you know what a 20-foot wave looks like. But is there a technical way of doing it, or is it just
take a picture?
Take a picture, and everyone can sort of do the math.
Yeah, the guy's
roughly six foot tall,
and
do
the math, 5 or 6 foot tall. And,
but after the days when people used to argue over whether waves were measured from the back or the front,
yeah,
that still go on. Remember that?
That's still there.
But 70 foot's from the front, right?
It's just a weird thing. I don't know how it ever came about that they started to judge waves from the back.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you're dealing with the front. you're contending.
Yeah, it's like measuring somebody from the waist up. Like, who's the tallest from the waist up? It's like, well, you got to go from the floor to the ceiling, not from the waist.
Yeah, well, I got in Florida. We judged the circumference of the tube of the wave.
Wow.
So we can get some more height in there, you know.
Interesting.
You measure the whole curve and it makes a wave twice as big. So in Florida, 4 foot waves actually only 2 foot high.
I do that with my penis.
Back to the snow globe again.
You measure both sides up and then back down the other side.
I go back around and come back, so I get that 5.5 that way.
Well, no, but let's give all your secrets.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I'll tell you how the penis is measured. Yeah. For me, it's from the center of the anus to just past the tip. That's
as far as you can dig a solid ruler into your abdomen.
No, yeah. Drew. You know, center of the anus.
Oh, you
to
go all
just
the anus.
Past,
all right.
Just past the tip. Just
and then
past.
There's the snow globe.
And on a curve, too.
Oh,
you could probably get a little bit
come
of curve
on.
There.
Well,
and the tape measure.
I'll use a tape where I'll start measuring the penis, and then I'll go around it 3 or 4 times, and then continue measuring.
Well,
if you
lay on your back, it would actually curve down around. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you don't have to. I'm not telling you how to ride waves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? okay. Thanks. All right, Drew, what do we got here?
Alex, 17. Alex.
Alex?
Yeah, hello?
What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Corelli? You're funny, man.
Good times, Spicoli is calling tonight.
Corelli? What's up there, Alex?
Thank you. Sorry, Simone. Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyways, all right. Kelly, I got a question for you.
Yes.
All right. Are you gunning for a 7th world title this year? Because I got to make some money for a new wetsuit this winter. And everybody's betting on you. And if you don't win, then I could, get some money going my way. So can you tell me now?
That's like insider trading or something. Isn't
I know. Probably next year you're just gonna like keep going until you're too old to requalify. But I don't know if you got a shot this year. And I don't know if you're gonna do it or not.
How many events do they have during the year?
Yeah, we have 12 events. I'm in second place right now.
And it's pretty much just like the world championship of anything, which is a collective score of how you do on all those 12 events, right?
Best 9 results out of 12, and we've had 6 so far.
And so you're in second place.
Yeah.
How far behind are you from the guys in first?
I missed one event, so that kind of cost me. So I don't know how to translate. Every event's worth 1,200 points for first place.
Right.
I'm about 600. A little over 600 points behind, 660 behind.
It's not bad for missing one of the events.
Yeah, basically I'm like a third place finish behind the guy in first.
All right. So 6 more to go.
Yeah.
Does it finish in Hawaii? Where's it finish? It
finishes in Hawaii. We go to France next. Actually, we're at Trestles down in San Clemente. We have an event down there in about 3 weeks of
removal. What place do you like the best?
First place.
I mean, what location? All the ones on the tour,
The Gold Coast of Australia is pretty amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
And then I like Tahiti and Hawaii.
What's amazing about the Gold Coast?
You guys are boring, Alex. He's like,
hey, remember Trestles last year, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Foster's Cup. It was the Boost Mobile Pro. It was like best surf ever.
Yeah, the waves are good.
Amazing.
I don't know. You know, I feel pretty good this year. So, I can't really make any calls to you. I got a friend of mine. He put some money on me 30-1 early in the year.
Really? Oh, looking good.
So,
what are you going off at now? They really have gambling for that.
I think I'm at 4-1 now.
Hey, Alex.
I got rid of
stay in school. Quit smoking all the weed.
Yeah, why don't you just get a job, man? What's your problem?
He's smoking so much pot, he can't think anymore. All right.
All right.
This is a Bronwyn 20.
Kelly, what's the best surf movie ever? What do you think?
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah? Who's got surf scene? Who's on the phone, Drew?
Bronwyn? Hi.
Bronwyn, is that right?
Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up there?
I have a question. Okay. I've never really been very sexually active, but I have a boyfriend now, and every time I get on top, it hurts. It's very painful for me, and I can't sit straight up, and I don't want to try anymore because it's painful. Is that a normal problem for girls, or is it something that might be just me, and I need to go get it checked out?
It is not. Obviously, not all women experience that, right?
Yeah. And well, a friend of mine said it hurt her, too, but she got used to it. I haven't tried it many times, but it's painful.
It's hitting the uterus, it's hitting the cervix then. And for some women, it can be uncomfortable. Your uterus can be tipped, there can be ovarian cysts or endometriosis or inflammation or infection.
Well,
in the uterus
I have endometriosis.
All right, so there you go.
That's what's causing it?
That's what's causing the pain. So you just want to avoid deep penetration. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm your man. Hey, what about Drew?
Yeah.
It hurts when it hits your uterus?
Yeah, in her case.
Well, no, I mean, is that how it works normally?
Well, it's a visceral kind of thing. I mean, you're jostling organs at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you wish you could do that?
My organ jostled every once in a while. Yeah, I'm going to jostle my organ when I get home. It'd be a good movie.
So is there nothing I can do to make it better, or is it just always going to be painful for me?
Well, you don't have to be in that position. You can sort of work with it. You can, maybe it's this guy with you. You know, maybe your anatomies don't match up. And you can also get your endometriosis checked out, make sure that's not out of control, or maybe something else is even causing this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right there, Bronwyn. What the hell kind of name is that?
I know. This is Mark, 22.
No, wait. We got to take a break, Drew.
We got 2 minutes.
We do?
Mark.
All right. Hello?
Show still finishes at midnight, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, then whatever. Go ahead, whatever. Mark.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, man. Sometimes when I get blue balls from my girlfriend, she'll be like, what's the matter with you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of uncomfortable because I'm having a bit of a, you know, my stomach's all cramped up, my nuts hurt.
This is the call we had to squeeze in? Johnny Blue Balls over there?
Let's take a break.
Please. You insult me.
Well, I can't put calls on hold.
All right. Listen, Kelly Slater's in here tonight. Pipe Dreams, name of the new book. I'll tell you, I flipped through it. I talked to Kelly about one page I turned to. I was riveted in the last commercial break, so it's got to be good. We'll take a quick break. Drew in Toronto, we'll get back with Mark Blue Balls after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Drew, what's happening over there?
Use the cues I sues on views, I cues on twos on cues that.
My cues.
Yeah, a little freestyle there, Drew.
It's always like.
Yeah.
Zoom, YZ, why zoom, zoom, Z. Without the words.
It's even better when you're not here, Drew.
I bet.
Yeah. Everything's better, actually, when you're not here.
You know what? I feel the same way.
All right, buddy. About you? Drew's in Toronto.
About not being there.
He's doing a movie. He's got a movie he's doing with the Olsen twins. He's playing their dad.
How weird is that?
I know. It's surreal. He's going to be back in a couple of years, if all goes well. Kelly Slater in here, six-time world champion of surfing. And you know, I was thinking about when I was urinating a moment ago. I was thinking, what is the next, you know, surfboards? I don't know, Kelly's probably going to correct me, but don't. It doesn't seem like they've changed much over the last 25 years. Oof. I mean, there's been some science here, but the basics are all in the same place. And I was watching like Discovery Channel, and this guy named Laird, right? He's the husband of Gabriel, what the hell's her name?
Gabby Reese,
yeah, the hot volleyball player. He's like a big wave surfer.
Hey, they're about to have a superhuman.
Oh, really? They're going to crank a kid out?
She's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, my God. I got to steal that kid and raise it and make money off it.
She's 6'3", he's 6'1", I think, something like that. And they're like the two perfect physical specimens.
Yeah, nobody looks better in bathing suits than these two. And they're cranking out a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be funny. Kid's going to have a double chin and a monobrow, though. That's how it works. And it's going to be funny, too. Yeah. All right, but the point is I saw him. He invented some new kind of surfboard that's almost like a, hydrofoil
foil
or
board,
something.
Yeah.
It's a foil. You lift up like 3 feet out of the water when you're on it.
Whoa.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, I don't think you could use it yet, really, but he's kind of using it.
No, they're getting it. There's a few guys that are pretty good on the thing. It's a hydrofoil. It's taken off of this chair that rides on the foil. This guy invented this chair.
Right.
You actually sit in, and it rides up on this foil when you go a certain speed. And
when you get pulled, like if you're going water skiing.
And they just put it on a board, and what happens is the foil actually rides underwater, so you don't feel the surface chop on the wave. So you can pretty much ride in like really choppy conditions, and it feels perfectly smooth, and there's no noise.
And you're 2 feet off the water, right?
Yeah, 2-3 feet off the water.
But surfboards, Adam, have become like hair. You can use long or short. For a while, it had to be short. Long was old-fashioned and ridiculous. Now it's suit yourself.
Yeah, well, they need the long ones for the big waves, right?
Yeah,
to paddle into them. If you're going to get towed onto them, you need a small board.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the biggest day I've ever been out in, I rode a board that was 5'10".
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you needed a big board to ride them, but you just need them to get out there.
You just need a big board to paddle onto them. But actually, when you're going really fast, I believe you want like the smallest planing area you can have.
Wow. All right. See that, Drew? You learned something.
Yeah, I did. Let's talk about blue balls.
Okay. Who's that, Mark? Mm.
Yeah.
Mark Blue Balls?
Yeah, man. Hey, let me ask Kelly a question real quick. Hey, did the East Coast prevail Saturday at Huntington?
We prevailed, yes.
All right, dude.
We talked a lot of smack leading up, and we backed it up.
Good, dude. We had a killer lineup.
West Coast thing on surfing too.
Yeah, next game we had the X Games the other day.
But
it was all fun. All the guys, everyone who was in it was really good friends, so we were just goofing. But
how did Ben surf? Because I'm from North Carolina, also originally.
Oh, Ben Bourgeois, he surfed really well.
Oh, sick, dude.
He's good.
Hey, Mark, what about your balls?
Like, after I get blue balls, like, take care of it, but I'm still in pain, like, afterwards.
Drew, what about blue balls? Kelly was asking me during the, guy's been a pro surfer since he was 14, so he doesn't know from blue balls. Yeah. But,
Had this recently,
really?
Maybe, and maybe I didn't know that's what it was.
They get the congestion down there, right,
Drew? It's blood and lymphatic congestion, and then there's also some muscular spasm, and it's uncomfortable.
Your balls think it's game on, right?
They think it's game on, and they build up. I mean, that's like they're preparing for the big one, and when it doesn't come, it's like trying to sneeze and holding your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then after the relief comes later on, I'm still like in pain, like lingering in pain for like a couple hours afterwards.
Could be. Is it in the testy itself?
Huh?
Both testes?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Call him Nance, or he's not going to know what you're talking about.
Ball sacks?
Yeah, my ball sacks. Yeah, there's still pain, man. I mean, is there any way to, like, relieve it after the pressure has exerted? Is there any way to get it all out?
It's all out. It's
You got to jack harder, buddy. You're not getting it all.
Bath.
You're not getting all the poison out of there.
Hot bath.
Get all the poison. It's like a snake bite. You got to get it all out. You got to drain it. There's still some of that.
You're leaving some in there. Right?
You're not going hard
enough.
That's
right. Hot baths will help us, that kind of thing. This is Carson, who's 19.
You just had that girl on, and you just said she had endometriosis, but you didn't tell us what that was.
Drew.
All right. Thank you, Carson. Yeah, endometriosis is basically lining of the uterus that gets outside of the uterus. It, like, sits on the bowel and the bladder and on top of the uterus and on the tubes. And it sits out there outside, and it even menstruates. It actually cycles, and so as the cycle comes around, it can be very inflamed.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
You happy now, Carson?
I just want to know what's going on, man. You're going to tell us all this stuff. You got to explain it.
Yeah, you're right. I more power to you. It's excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck.
Don't ever call Shoga.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's an extra?
George is 19.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
What's with the schlong fest tonight? Where are the chickies? Kelly wants to know where the chickies are.
Kelly just slid
me a post that says, where's the tank?
We had all females for the first 40 minutes.
I said,
minutes.
No such thing.
She said, where's the prune? He just slid me another
post. I said,
post
I was very interested in this being a guy show. I'm learning things.
He slid me another post that said, quit talking about the post-its.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got an interesting question.
All right, go.
All right, I read in the magazine that if you choke your schlong before you ejaculate, if you cut off the urethra, that you'd be able to last longer. Is that true? And will I hurt myself? Will I damage anything?
You last longer, but you rupture an eardrum.
Yeah, your penis strokes.
Drew, you see what happens when we talk to guys?
Yeah, I know. There's no.
If we're talking to a chick right now, you know what the question would be? It'd be like, I want to get a breast reduction because my chest is so big, but my waist is so narrow that I fall over because I'm on the volleyball team and I have to move around a lot. And I'm only 17, and I got a thong bikini line tan, and Kelly's really hot. I always smell like coconut oil. It'd be something like that. But,
yeah,
but instead, we got the guys beating off and then putting a clothespin on the end.
It's not so much the pinching the urethra as pinching the tip of the penis. Some people think that delays. And for some guys, it will delay things.
No, that's not what I do, though.
What do you do?
Hold it at the base.
And so things can't get out?
Yeah.
Maybe
you're still ejaculating. You're just coming. It goes back up into your bladder.
Aren't you supposed to hold your tongue against the roof of your mouth, too?
Is that yeah. Yeah,
and you're not supposed to move your hips.
You got to make a wish. Hey, and listen. All right.
Listen.
All right, that's the name of my book. Now, listen, and there's going to be a hang-up. All right, Drew, I'm done. I washed my hands with these jack-off guys who call this show.
All right, let's get some girls. Some women.
Let's get some chicks. Who's working the phones there, Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
I want some chicks. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, is back?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. Tara, I want some chicks. I don't want any jack-off guys. Kelly Slater here. He just slid me a post. He said, plug the book. Pipe Dreams is the name of the new book.
You are such a scam. You know that?
It's out as we speak. It's a substantial body of work, and we'll be right back after this. What's happening, everybody? It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in Toronto.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the weather like over there?
Well, let's see. It was about 105 when I left L.A., and I arrived here. It was raining and 70.
Oh. It was weird. It was weird hot today. Like, weird orange sky, hazy, and 106, and just weird. Weird. And I was out in North Hollywood at some hardware place just staring at a guy watching sweat just drip down my nose under the counter and yelling at him, "Where's your fan?" He's like, "The boss won't give us one." I was like, "What about us? What about me? I need one. Screw you guys." Kelly Slater in here. Just telling him about paddling out with Tommy Kern back in the day, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just made that
dropping up. Names.
See, Drew, say paddling
cool. I thought Drew was dropping names. Now you're dropping names.
Drew was a Newport Beach guy, right, Drew?
Laguna.
Laguna? Your parents had a, what, they have a vacation house out there?
Yeah,
summer
my
house?
Wife's from Laguna, from Newport. So
and Drew, you'd go out
territory.
There and spend the summers lifeguarding?
Yeah.
Would you be on the beach?
Yeah.
And what would you do? Did you have a tower? Did you sit up on the tower?
Yeah. No, I pulled people out like every day. Pulled people
Did
out.
You have one of those foam things that you threw around your shoulder?
I hated those, you know, they have the big, forget it. But I hated those cans. Those cans were worthless in Big Sur. People get ripped right off them. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, they used
the ones they use on Baywatch are ridiculous.
They used to have the foam rubber ones, right?
Yeah, they're great. They're fine, yeah.
And then eventually they went to the hard plastic ones.
Yeah, they're worthless. Worthless, the plastic ones. Unless you trust you got to hold four people up out at sea, then they're fine.
Then you'd go running out and hit the surf, right?
Yeah.
They should just give lifeguard surfboards. They're a lot easier.
Yeah. Or at least fins. They should at least have some fins out there.
I use fins. I was on a beach that had huge surf. So, yeah, you had to have fins.
Were you Churchill or Duckfoot, man?
Duckfeet.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a...
Extra large.
Watch this. I'm going to show Kelly something.
What are you trying to show, Drew?
I have a permanent scar on my foot from a fin. That's how hard...
From body surfing?
Yeah, from a Duckfoot. Watch, I'm going to show. It's... Oh, wait a minute. Where'd it go? Hold on a sec. Drew, keep talking. I got to find my foot scar.
Adam, did you wear hang ten bathing suits or Birdwell beach britches?
I had like cutoffs because my parents were losers and we had to go to JCPenney. Probably had like super denim or tough skin
cutoffs. Oh, dude, you're such a tourist.
Birdwell beach britches. They're the only company to ever have. They've had an ad in every surfer magazine since day one.
Yeah. All right, watch this, Kelly. Look. Look how hardcore I am.
What do you got?
All right, wait a minute. I got to get the light right. Now, wait. You see? Wait a minute. See that scar right there? What? You got to get the light right. Hold on.
Adam, Kelly has had an ass full of you, Adam. He has.
Hold on, Kelly. Look at that. You see that there? That's from a duck. That's from a fin.
Did you guys pull his mic out or something?
That's hardcore, Drew. I got respect. All right, where are we, Drew? Who are we talking to? What's going on?
All right, you want to talk to some women, huh?
Pipe Dreams, by the way, is the name of Kelly's book. It's out as we speak. It's blue, and he's on it, and he's in the greenhouse, as we call it. Right, Kelly? Green room?
That'd be the green room.
The green room?
That looks like a blue room to me.
He's in the blue room. That's the tube, man. You don't know what it's like in the tube, Drew, but I'll tell you what. In the tube... no up, no down, no right, no wrong, no time, no sense of time. You know what
time
I mean? It's like
down.
The Twilight
that's
Zone.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Stephanie's 19, yeah.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys. This is really important to me. I appreciate it.
All right.
About a year ago, I was diagnosed with herpes. It was kind of a confusing situation. I did not expect that to be what the doctors told me at all. They really weren't very clear with me on what it meant, so I did research on my own, found out about it.
What were you being seen for? What was the problem you were having?
I was having this pain. I was with a guy that I had been with for about 2.5 years, the only guy I was ever with. And when we would have sex, every time we had sex, it would hurt afterwards, like to the point that we couldn't do it again for like 4 or 5 days. Like, I felt like there was a little tear at the bottom of my opening, basically.
Okay, all right.
And it got annoying, obviously, every time we had sex. So I finally went to the doctors. They said, you know what, you must just be irritating it. We really can't tell you anything about it. Just try to leave it alone for a little while. So I didn't have sex, didn't do anything for like a month and a half, 2 months. They came back the first time we had sex. So I went back to the doctor. Doctor walked in and said, okay, well, we think you have herpes. We're going to do a culture, see if we can find anything, do a blood test. But we're pretty sure that's what you have from everything you're telling us and what we've seen.
Was the culture positive?
Let's talk to a dude, Drew. Come on.
Was the culture positive?
No. I tested positive for simplex 1 and negative for simplex 2.
Was the culture positive?
No, not that I know
so
of.
So you still might not have herpes. That's a common area to get a tear. That back the fornix there. That if the guy was too big for you.
Oh, that was the problem.
Well, but I'm sure he's delighted now to hear that. But, it's almost like
he was small and he gave me herpes.
Were you on any medication?
Yeah. Great,
were you on any medication at the time?
No. We ran through everything that it could have been. The doctor said she saw a lesion in there that looked like it had been there for a while and was starting to kind of go away.
Yeah.
Which is why she was like dead set that I had herpes.
It really can masquerade as herpes, those recurrent tears in that part. So you ought to see a gynecologist and go, you know, think this through again. It may not be herpes.
Okay, well, see,
if the culture was negative, it was negative. What are you going
to
say? That's, you know, the culture. Okay. Everyone has antibodies of herpes simplex 1. Everybody does.
Well, yeah, that's what I figured.
Good times.
And that's what I learned when I did my research for it. But I went back to the doctor again today for that same tear, actually, to see if they could give me anything to help it heal. And the doctor that I saw today was a different doctor. I was like, you know what? We think that you might not have herpes.
Right.
Okay, great. After a year, and I've told everyone in my life, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But so she reviewed the notes. She talked to the other doctor. She's like, you know, we're pretty sure you do still have it. Go about everything the same way that you have been, you know, with precautions and all that kind of stuff.
Was this a gynecologist?
No. They haven't referred me to a gyno yet.
You need to see a gynecologist.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
And settle this once and for all. The culture is negative, the whole thing is suspect.
Okay, so if I get another culture and it comes back negative, it's like...
Yeah, then call.
Then call the gynecologist. All right?
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, good times there, baby doll. I just read Kelly's entire book.
This is,
just read the whole book, cover
this
to cover.
This is Don from Waco, Texas.
Don?
Oh, hi.
What's up there, Don? How old is Don, Drew?
23. Doesn't sound 23, though, does she?
Let me hear her. Don?
Hi.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Well, I don't know how to start this, because it's really hard to talk about. I'm not sure. I was at my parents left me at a friend's house when I was 3, and I'm not sure if I was molested or not. All I remember is waking up, and I had bite marks all over my body. And when I questioned my dad about it, he won't talk to me about it.
Well, what do you mean he won't? Hold on one second. Your dad dropped you off at a friend's house. Your parents dropped you off at a friend's house when you were 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you woke up with bite marks all over your body.
Like human bite marks?
Well, see, what happened was that...
Human bite marks?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what happened was the son of the lady who my parents are friends with came and woke me up and told me my mom was home. That my mom was there to pick me up.
Yeah.
And so I went outside to see if my mom was there, and I told him, I was like, she's not here. And he started acting all weird.
Who's he?
The lady's son.
Okay, hold on a second. We have the world's dumbest callers on this show. He's just leaving out huge, like, my mom was home, even though, oh no, not here, and then he, like, who's he? And you're 3.
Boy.
How do you even, you're 23 now, how do you even know what the hell was going on? And then what do you mean about your dad not wanting to talk about it? Is he not?
Well, see, I started, when I was 10, I started having flashbacks.
Of what?
Of what happened.
What happened?
Well, what happened was, he told me that my mom, sorry, to start over. My parents both worked the night shift. Okay, and then they left me at my dad's.
True. We got to talk to another two. Come on, who's got blue balls out there? All right, so you start having flashbacks. Oh, yeah. I got blue ears, Drew. Is that possible?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay, okay. Now, where's Don? Is she still there?
Yep. Don.
Don, do you think your dad is covering this up?
Well, yeah, that's how I saw. I mean, I didn't mean to start screwing everything up by explaining it. I mean, it's just...
I just mean, do you think your dad knows what went on?
Yeah, but he won't admit to it.
Why do you think that is?
Admit to
why
what?
It
didn't sound
that?
Like he was... Was he even there?
No, my parents were not there. They left me at that house.
Why wouldn't your dad admit to something he knew was going on if it happened to his daughter?
But isn't that really confronting for a dad if you were to leave your child?
Yeah, they don't want
to
believe it.
To him,
yeah,
they don't want to look at the fact that something might have happened.
I understand.
Right,
that.
They feel guilty. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Don. She hung up.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to bust Don's chops, but Don just started. And this phone's all screwed up anyway. Sure, it's a nightmare. Look, we got some best ofs in the can, don't we?
Echoes here.
Hey, remember last time Kelly was on? Why don't we just play the rest of that show?
There you go.
Hey, so we got a bunch of guys calling. They got jack off problems. They got some blue balls. We got some chicks who are molested.
Yeah, what's the deal? I come on a show and there's a bunch of guys calling with.
Hey, man. Usually, it's nothing but hot chicks with questions about putting PABA on their areolas. And
here's Elizabeth.
Come on, bunch of dudes. Elizabeth?
14.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, I love the show, you guys.
Great.
I just wanted to say, Kelly, I think you're totally awesome. I love you. You're totally awesome. Okay, I just wanted to ask you, like, where was your favorite place to surf? Or, like, what's a good place?
What's the best place in California?
Yeah.
And her name again is
Elizabeth. And she's in Maryland. She's in Maryland, so California.
Maryland. Yeah,
but
I'm in California.
I have a lot of family in California, and I go there a lot.
You ever been to Germantown? Is that where it is?
Maybe.
I have some friends. Friends. My cousins all live in. They're all from Bethesda.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love Hawaii.
I think that's the best, huh?
Yeah. I love Hawaii. That's really nice. There's so many great places around the world, though.
What's the best place in California?
Yeah.
Summertime, the best place to surf is down in San Clemente.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is Florida a good place to surf or not?
Not especially, no.
Not big waves, or what's wrong with Florida?
Small surf. Really inconsistent.
All right, so not... but good, like when you grew up there, good for you, right?
Yeah, it was okay when you were a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, as I got older, I got a little bit bored.
Hey, Elizabeth?
This is Caesar now.
Oh, I was going to ask if she surfed.
Of course.
Yeah. To Caesar. I'll bet you Caesar doesn't surf.
Hello?
Caesar?
What's up, man?
Nobody named Caesar surfs.
No, I definitely don't surf.
What's up there? See, yeah, you'd be a biker, not a surfer. Remember them, Dan?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You'd either be when I was in high school, you'd have to be a biker or a surfer. Mm. Caesar would have been a biker.
Yep, he got me.
Yeah, me and Drew were vowels. We'd have to go home. We'd go and screw the locals. So what's up there, Caesar?
Well, like, I've been sleeping with my roommate's girlfriend for the past 3 months.
Nice.
And I recently found out, like, I live with two roommates. And me and my other roommate started talking, and apparently he's been sleeping with her.
Oh, boy. Caesar?
Lost. So who's sleeping with your girlfriend, Caesar?
Yeah, something's going on with these phones, Drew.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what's going on? Whatever was going on a week ago with these phone lines is going on again, where everyone's cutting off. And the only reason I know their calls are cutting off is because I don't hear static anymore.
Right. Right.
It's like for a second there's a brief reprieve. And it's like, oh yeah.
This is Matilda. Matilda's 22.
Hi guys.
How did somebody is that really your name?
I'm sorry?
Is that really your name, Matilda?
Yes.
I didn't know anybody 22 could be named Matilda.
Really?
Interesting.
Yep. You named after your grandmother or something?
No.
No family name? Nobody named Matilda in your family?
Not that I know of. Why? Is it an ugly name?
No, it's nice,
yeah,
but it's
not unattractive, yeah.
No, it's three generations ago it was popular.
Oh.
Yeah, but okay. Let me tell you. You have your choice on a blind date between a Matilda and a Christy. You're going Christy every goddamn time. Every time. Christy?
Well, no,
not
she's from,
this
like,
Matilda.
Maybe.
Matilda's, even if, like, even if Christy was from the Bronx and Matilda was from Switzerland, I'd still go with the Christy from the Bronx. I take my chances.
Oh.
Anyway, Matilda. No, but now you must be hot because it's like a boy named Sue. You know what I mean? You got to be hot when you're named Matilda. That's the other thing.
And it doesn't bother her.
Yeah. Are you hot, Matilda?
I don't know.
Do guys like you?
Yeah, I don't have any troubles.
They're all into you. You know if you're hot or not. Have you taken a look at yourself naked lately?
Every day.
You look good?
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. I don't know. All right, guys. This is my question. I have two questions.
Would you do you?
Oh, my God. Hey, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Yeah. My first question to you guys is it true a girl could be loose? And if so, is it possible the muscles could get tighter after a while?
You can tighten those muscles by doing Kegel exercises, but not in that really a guy would notice probably. And you got to remember that is an area of your body designed to handle the head, the cranium of a young child. And even after that, it springs back to normal.
Yeah, so you're not loose at 22 or 23 or whatever you are.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the matter? What's the problem?
I have a jerk as a boyfriend, and we got in a fight, and he said this a few times to me. So I don't know.
Well, you know, you got a perfect response for that. Don't you know that one?
Yeah. The penis is too small.
Yeah.
No, actually.
Yeah, but don't tell him that. Just
oh, I don't.
Small.
Yeah.
All right, so every
he's
time he gets in a
he's
fight, he just
he goes
just
for
calls
the
you loose.
Yeah, he'll say once. It jerks that way.
He's an idiot.
All right, why don't you break up with him? We don't like him.
Yeah, we're
even
there.
Even though your name's Matilda, you could do better.
Today's my birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, Matilda.
Thank you.
What's his name? Ichabod or something crazy like that?
Yes.
What is
it's
his
Vacha.
Name? What is it?
Vacha.
Vacha and Matilda?
Wow.
Holy Christ. Where's
yeah.
he from?
He's Armenian and right. French or something.
Okay. That's a horrible. That's like making a cockroach with a rat. That's horrible. You got to get out of that relationship.
Yeah.
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 We don't need
okay.
that. That's the worst of all worlds there.
It's like a tiger. That's what Dal will be calling.
That's the tiger shark.
Yeah, but they have good food.
Tiger shark. That's all you need to know.
Good times. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. You had a second question, we thought.
No.
That was it.
You dumped that vacha.
Let's go from Matilda to Melissa.
That's
Hi.
More like it. Melissa?
Hi.
What's up?
Question. Maybe two. Not sure. My boyfriend of mine constantly has wet dreams, and as a result of them, he comes in his boxers in bed. And either wakes up in the middle of the night, runs and goes changes them, or does it when he wakes in the morning realizing it happened. Is that normal? He's 26.
Are you having sex, too?
Yes.
Really?
Not normal. Uh-huh. She is just popping out of him.
Wow. Yeah. How does he do having sex? Does he have good stamina?
Sometimes. I mean, it's kind of 50-50.
All right. So
how often 50%
of the time he lasts 50 seconds and the other 50% it's 25 seconds or how's the 50-50
No, it's
work?
More like anywhere between maybe 15 minutes to an hour, you know,
That's
a little bit
time.
Of both.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much time is there.
So, I mean, this guy will have sex at night and then that same evening have a wet dream?
I think so. It happens very... a lot during the week.
And you're sleeping in bed with him, right?
Yeah, I have been for about the past 4 months because I haven't been working, so I've been spending my time with him.
But he's not trying to get on you while you're asleep, right?
No, he is knocked out.
Yeah, you sure he doesn't urinate in his sleep?
Maybe it's urine. Look on the bright side. Maybe he's peeing on you.
Well, no, it's never on me.
All right. Is it definitely semen?
Yeah, he always tells me that he came in his shorts, and he knows what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, no quiet.
Because it's white.
No dignity about that. See, I wouldn't say anything. I'd just slink out of bed, say I'm going to the bathroom or something.
Has he called us tonight?
Yeah, we may have spoken to him. All right, Drew.
Look,
he's going to have to beat off before he goes to bed.
Yeah.
Just like a guy who wets the bed has to urinate before he gets into bed.
That's right.
Yeah, you never go out with a loaded gun.
Right,
but it's only as a result of a wet dream.
As opposed to what?
I mean, he doesn't just do it. It's after a wet dream it happens.
Of course. That's what
What is she saying?
I don't understand what she... If
what
you ejaculate... Here, Melissa, if there's an ejaculate during the... If there's a nocturnal emission, by definition, there's a wet dream.
Okay.
You may not remember it, but it's the one and the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
Okay, so is it normal for 26?
Very,
no.
Highly unusual. Never heard of this before.
Cantaloupe-sized tumor on his brain, I'm sure.
No.
Is it something that should be checked out?
Drew sent me a post-it from Canada, said tumor.
No, not that this is he's always been this way. It's just he needs to sort of... Adam had the solution.
I couldn't go to bed early enough if this is what was going on with me. Can you imagine every night? And he ain't with you, Melissa. He's with a new chick every night.
In his sleep.
No.
Don't think it's you.
One more question.
Yeah.
One other. Every once in a while, I'd say maybe once every maybe 2 or 3 months, he wets the bed. And he said he's been doing it since.
No, you know what's going on here. He wets the bed every night. He's having wet dreams.
I've had
like 6 wet dreams in my life.
That's right.
Because there's a difference between. Yeah,
yes, there's a big difference.
Melissa, you look and see. You check it out.
This guy's got a problem and he's embarrassed about it. What's going on?
Yeah, all right.
He's told me everything that's happened when I was there.
But listen, what's it going to take you to move on to a futon? What's this guy got to do? Number two? What's next? He goes number two and throws it at me like I'm in a monkey cage in his sleep. I mean, imagine sleeping with this guy. Like, what else could come out of this guy's penis?
And he's going, oh, the dog did it.
Oh, my God. I couldn't deal with this psychological burden of knowing that something was going to come. Like, could you successfully spoon with this guy knowing at some point he was going to go off? Every night? No.
Could you go to sleep at night?
I could go to sleep if I built... You know what I'd have to do? You know when they transport dolphins from like
Depends.
One tank?
Get him that.
I'd say he's just... Like, you know when they transport those dolphins and take them from one tank and it's like that weird stretcher thing or something?
I'd have to have him
suspended on that thing while I slept on the bed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Kelly Slater here. World champion surfer. Got himself a book out called Pipe Dreams. Very substantial. I'm gonna read it for a second time during the break. We'll be back after this. Hey, buddy's Bloodline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Taproot in here tomorrow night. Then Tony Hawk and Joe Rogan. Kelly Slater in here tonight. 6-time world champion surfer. New book is called Pipe Dreams. It is out. It's blue. He's on the cover. He's in the green room, which is blue room. And let me tell you the life of a pro surfer, Drew. Traveling the world, going to the best spots in the world. That's none of that. I'm going to Israel to go stare at the Wailing Wall. None of that crap. You're going to Tahiti. You're going to Hawaii. You're going to all the good spots. You know what I'm saying? Your whole life's like a Corona commercial.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a good life, right?
Toronto.
Get to go to Toronto and film movies with the Olsen sisters. How old are those twins, Drew?
I'll find out when I see them tomorrow, like 15, 16.
No, I think they're like 17? 18, dude.
Are they now? They're in high school.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Open season, dude. That's a guy, dude, bro. You got to tap that. You know what I'm saying? Your wife would be cool with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your daughter's such a fan. Daddy nailed one of the Olsens. You'd be a hero.
Relax. At ease.
Don't you think your daughter would look up to you if she had sex with one of the Olsen twins?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think she'd go for that, no.
But, like, if, it'd be like you, like, having sex with Aquaman to your son. You know what I mean? Like, daddy butt-effed Aquaman?
I don't know if he'd be too hip on that either.
I'm going to rethink that.
Yeah. You never know, right. But no, I don't think so.
What about the Green Lantern?
Yeah, no.
Daddy blew the entire Fantastic Four.
Aaron, maybe the X-Men. Aaron 23. Jeez, I watched the X-Men 2 on the flight over here. That Famke Jensen is in everything now.
She's a hot chick.
But she used to come on our show.
Yeah.
We got somebody on the line here.
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Hello?
Aaron.
Telling us more about radio and we do. What's up? Aaron.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi there.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, what's up?
2 years ago, I was given an STD, and I had taken the medication I was given, blah, 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 went away. And then every now and then, I can be doing anything, and I'll get these sharp shooting pain in my abdomen. Mm-hmm. And it's so intense, and it lasts for, like, maybe, like, 2 to 3 seconds, and, like, it makes me, like, clench up, and then it will go away. And I was wondering if you know what that is before I take a trip to the doctor again.
Do you have pain with sex, too?
No.
I don't know what that is. It could possibly be related to your chlamydia. There can be some scarring left behind. Even sometimes chlamydia stays sort of dormant or sort of continues to smolder along. Maybe it's something altogether different. Maybe you've got ovarian cysts or endometriosis, or maybe this isn't even related to your pelvic issues.
I had a ruptured cyst.
You had a history of ruptured cysts?
I have had a ruptured cyst before.
All right, so it could be just another ovarian cyst.
Should I go back to the doctor?
Yeah, another ultrasound. Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All
right, but good times, right?
Oh, love it. I love it. Yeah. Crank Acres rocks too, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you like the show. Hey, you know, I got a Drew. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I just want to give a little public service announcement to the people that are listening to the show in terms of phone number leaving etiquette. I had this happens about every 6 months. I had my buddy leave me the bad cadence number.
Oh, yeah.
Call me on my cell. I'm at 287-999-3. It's like I had to listen to it 6 times because the cadence was screwy. Like, I thought, is 287 is that the area code? Like, you got to get the cadence right. Otherwise, the number's all like the Virgin Kennedy, if she still is.
3 really. And then 4, right?
Yeah, it's got to go 3-4. Or it could go 3-3-4, depending on if you're given the area code.
Yeah.
But some people take the 7 numbers and will chop it off at 5.
The 2-4-1 thing is not good.
Yeah, they'll go, it's like, it's 287-9993. And your brain, I can't process it now. Now I don't know any of the numbers. What, Drew, what is that passive aggressiveness? That's hostility. That's an attack.
Yeah.
I felt like I was raped. I really did. And you know what ends up happening with me? On the sixth time of listening to it when I'm pressing rewind on things, about the sixth time I start to get angry. Like, really? This is that? I get to spend my day decoding my retarded friend's numbers. They can't just leave it like human beings. Drew, what do you say?
I've just noticed that anything that you find uncomfortable, you figure is a volitional attack.
Everything's
it's
an
not
attack.
Just somebody's, yeah, it's not just somebody's retarded cadence.
No.
They mean it for you.
I'm angry at the sun.
Yeah,
it's 106 degrees. And I'm miserable. I look at it as a personal attack from the sun god.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Came for
Thank you.
Flip, 16.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
I'm one of these guys. I would be angry at the shark that attacked me. I'd be like, oh, no, that was personal. He knew what he was doing.
You'd be mad at all sharks.
Yeah, I didn't think I was a seal. All right, what's up? Who's this, Flip?
Yeah.
What's
Hello?
Happening, Flip?
Not too much. What about you guys?
How old is Flip? Drew, give the name.
I said it 3 times. It's full moon.
Three
it's
got to
be full moon. I did. Yes. I said 16, 16.
Full moon.
You and
said
then,
what?
It's the night of weird names.
Right? Hello?
Flip is 16. What's happening? Well, he's a Philip, right, Flip?
Well, it's kind of complicated, actually.
All right, tell us.
All right, well, I'm half Dutch, you know, Holland and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
My dad's like a Dutch citizen, and Philip was my U.S. name, and then when I was born, the Dutch translation is Flip. So it's like Felipe and Flip. It's like Philip and Flip.
Yeah, but it's not that complicated, because 10 minutes ago I said it's short for Philip, right?
Yeah, but nobody calls me that.
I know, but yeah. I called you that.
All right, it's cool if you call me that. Right.
Yeah, you could have just said, yep, that's short for Philip. Because yeah. Philip, that's what it says on your birth certificate, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to change that.
All right, whatever.
But that's complicated.
That's complicated. All right, go ahead.
All right, well, I work in a surf shop in Santa Barbara, and I heard this really weird rumor today, and this is for Kelly. I heard that the ASP is not sanctioning the X Games for surfers, or something about any surfer who competes there loses points. Is that true?
It is incorrect.
Really?
That's incorrect. It that was happening last week, but we figured it out.
So what happened?
The morning of the X Games, we figured out we got the sanctioning all through with the ASP and all that, so it's all fine.
What was the problem? They didn't want their guys surfing doing the X Games?
The problem was, that's a long story.
All right.
That is a long story.
All right.
You're going to have to trust me on that one.
I have another question, though.
Yeah.
All right, so we were, like, talking about this in the store today, and say that the ASP hadn't sanctioned it, do you think more surfers would have gone ahead and gotten the publicity on the X Games since it's, you know, all over the TV and stuff, and just said, screw the ASP, or what?
Well, it wasn't really about that.
Really?
So, yeah, it was sort of, you know, sometimes in your job you have to take a stance on something, and that was a time when we felt, you know, surfing in the X Games was something good for surfing.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and we had plans in place to make sure that we wouldn't have been kicked off the ASP Tour.
All right. I was just like, what the hell is up with that? So I was kind of wondering. But thanks a lot, man.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
Good times, everybody. Hey.
Bye, Philip.
Yeah, I wonder what the big seller is these days at the surf shop. What they got
board?
There? I don't know.
Clothes.
Skateboards.
Clothing?
That's a big surf?
I'm sure.
Yeah. I had myself a Bane board with some Cadillac, some Chicago trucks, and some Cadillac wheels. Yeah. Drew, nice. What'd you have, a Black Knight?
What are you talking about?
What kind of skateboard did you have growing up?
I didn't have a skateboard. I had one when I was like 8. I rode it down this huge hill, flew off it, got like a concussion, and that was the skateboard for me.
Your parents took it away?
No, that was it for me. I just.
You weren't into it anyway?
Do you guys have Loveline trivia? Like the history of Loveline, like for Loveline fans?
I don't think we have fans.
Interesting idea. I don't know if we could...
Do you have any? Any trivia questions?
I just started thinking about who was the guitar player and what band were they with that tried to throw up on Dr. Drew.
That was Fletcher from Pennywise.
Yeah,
they tried to bring us to Poo Poo City the next time around.
Yeah, it was great. He came back on the show like 5 years later and tried to barricade us in the room and call the cops. It was a great time. He got all drunk. He brought Drew a big trophy with vomit in it that had shellac over it. It was a good time, Sandra.
Yeah, it was nice.
Drew, what was going on with him, you know, with family
that
stuff?
Night.
And why was he directing it towards you?
Fletch?
Yeah.
He was just so... Fletch has got a serious problem with alcohol. When he drinks, it is game on. He was drinking tequila
Came
and
over.
Beer.
Yeah,
he was drinking tequila, beer, and then eating pizza. And he all of a sudden, about this time in the show, just vomited across the board.
But
everyone scattered.
But now that was, from what I understand, planned towards you.
Hold on. Because I'm the man. I guess I represent the man to him.
He vomited on the man.
He vomited. He sort of sprayed it all over the room. Everyone scattered except me. And then he started walking towards me like Frankenstein, vomiting over, you know, he stands over you like 6'8", he's vomiting on top of me. I climbed up onto like cabinets you built over at the old K-Rock studio, Adam.
Yeah, you jumped, those weren't meant to be stood on.
I had to climb up that thing, and I was punching Fletcher in the face to stand him up so he wasn't leaning over and vomiting on me. It was great, it was good times. And he kept coming like a zombie, like Frankenstein, just kept coming. Yeah. Do you want to play that tape?
Yeah, I don't know. Anderson, you got that?
Or it's Ken, I think, in there.
Oh, Anderson's not around. Well, how's Ken going to have the tape?
Well, maybe he has it. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
There it is. Here it is.
Oh my gosh.
Every vomit. There it is.
I was just wondering, what's the...
Yeah, right, Drew.
Please don't throw up on me.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
is over. I'm pretty much currently...
Get out of here! Get away from
me! Oh, my okay, gosh. Bye. Yes, Loveline is over. It's not our fault. We have a big, ugly man in our guitar band.
Get out of here.
And,
You're playing a song yes. or something?
Get away from me!
Get the hell out! Can I come over? Are we on air, please?
Yeah. Right,
you guys.
No, that's good radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Proud moment.
And when proud moment.
And yeah, by the way, Pennywise has a new album out.
Yeah, I was, that was before my time. Like, when, how long was that before I got onto the show? Like, two years or something?
Years, yeah, it was like 1990. When Fletch Retches, though, the whole world knows, right? He's not a quiet vomit.
Imagine what that smelled like in there.
Oh, yeah. Pizza, tequila, and beer, and Fletch. Oh. Good times. Yeah.
All right. Oh, my. Let's take ourselves a little break. Kelly Snyder is here. Bringing up Loveline trivia, everybody. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Taproots in here tomorrow night. Then Tony Hawk and then Joe Rogan. Kelly Slater in here tonight. Name of the book, Pipe Dreams, out as we speak. Also, you can get the Kelly Slater. Oh, wait a minute. What am I looking at? Trying to find it. It doodled all over my sheet that had all the information, but you can get like the Xbox game or whatever the hell that is.
Is it Xbox?
I don't know. What is it? PlayStation? Where the hell I got that written
down? Well, that's Kelly. He's sitting right there.
I don't want to bother him with this nonsense. I'll figure it out here. Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer. It's on Xbox and PlayStation 2. And
it's both. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's both.
And,
yeah.
And GameCube.
Yeah,
everything.
Game Boy.
I was watching it today. It looked great.
All right, Adam. Finally, we have the call you've been waiting for.
Thank you.
This is Mindy 16.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mindy. What's up?
Oh, well, yeah. When we're, like, with me and my boyfriend, if we're, like, having foreplay or whatever, I get, like, fast orgasms. Like, we just barely start and I'm already there.
Yeah.
And is that, like, something is wrong, or should I get checked, or what?
No. That's part of the beauty of women, that there's this huge variability in their sexual responsiveness. You were one of the lucky ones.
You mean you're 16?
Yeah.
You got a younger sister for me?
No.
Come on. All right, but I like this. This is good genes. Yeah, all right, so you have a fast orgasm. That's good.
That's yeah, good. And then my boyfriend doesn't know because I just giggle it off, and he'll be like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like,
do you tell him?
Well, no, I mean, he'll just be there like, "Oh, are you already there?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess."
No. He'll love this.
This is different, you know, because...
Yeah, you could have multiples too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, your boyfriend will be in heaven.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll be like he uncovered some gold mine.
Just explain to him
that
when a woman has an orgasm, it's not over.
That's right. It's just the beginning.
Okay.
Unless she's faking it, and then it's over.
No.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of those things where how you kind of know it's over, actually, or how you kind of know you got a faker on your hands, is chicks that are, you know, have a good orgasm are usually multiply orgasmic or...
Multi-orgasmic.
Kelly Slater's got... Oh, true. Okay, so here's the point. Here's the point. That person is going to want to have another one. And if you fake it, you don't want another one because you never had one. Drew, yes?
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, Drew, what's the deal with the male multiple orgasm?
It doesn't really exist.
So it's
not really. Not in the way it does. Like, Mindy can keep going and going and going without any refractoriness. Guys, if they actually have an orgasm, are refractory. And that's it.
Yeah, but isn't it sort of like... Chinese thing to do is kind of hold it back. And,
when you really talk...
Get yourself on the verge for a long, extended period of time.
That's right. And that being on a verge for an extended period is different than having multiple orgasms, which what women have.
Mm. Yeah.
So there you go.
And then... All right. I'm not down with the verge part.
Let's do the opposite of our last caller. This is Brittany 19.
Brittany?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, like, the other night we all went to a party and there was this guy there, and of course he wanted to have sex, and I thought he was hot. And, like, for some reason, I just cannot orgasm. There,
of course he wanted to have sex.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm hot, and he was hot, and why not, you know?
Yeah, you're 19, your name's Brittany, you're at a party.
But, like, I cannot orgasm for some reason when, like, I'm having sex with a guy. Like, I can get myself to orgasm by myself, but not with anyone else.
What's going on with Dad, right?
Yeah, No. But what did you have sex with him at the party?
Like, okay, here's what happened. Like, I tried, and I did everything to get him aroused. Like, he had a good old time.
Hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
Remember I was asking if you had sex with him at the party?
No, it couldn't happen.
Yeah, listen, Brittany.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have sex with him at the party?
No.
When did you do it?
Oh, Brittany must be hot because she's such a pain in the ass. I can always tell the hot chicks. I know you're hot, Brittany, because I want to strangle you. But if you're in the room, I'd be like, oh, yeah, she's so cool.
So Drew, isn't this usually like an intimacy thing?
Yeah, not necessarily. At 19, most women cannot have an orgasm with intercourse. It's just not. They're not wired up for that yet.
What'd you do, Brittany? You met this guy at the party, and you guys went back to his place, or what?
No. See, I've known this guy. Like, I went to high school with him, and then we ran into each other at the party, and like, I always had a crush on him, and then I had the opportunity to do whatever I wanted with him, but like, I couldn't pull through because like, I just couldn't get off. Like,
Hey, Brittany?
Yeah.
You see, you keep talking about you not having an orgasm, which I understand completely.
Mm-hmm.
First, I was in denial, then anger, but ultimately came acceptance.
Acceptance.
I'm trying to figure out where this guy porked you.
He didn't.
He didn't have sex with you?
No.
Because
what's going on here?
I just walked out of the room. I was like, you know, you're not doing it for me, so I just walked out.
Ah, so he wasn't sort of following direction and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, right, that's good. Well, how far did you get with the guy?
Everything but sex.
All right.
Oh, you had oral sex with him?
Yeah, and he still couldn't. I mean, it was horrible.
Okay, but I'm going to ask this one more time.
Okay, go ahead.
Where were you? Please tell me where you were.
We were in a bedroom at the party.
Okay.
Remember, Wednesday when I was asking you if you got it on at the party?
Asked her, did she have sex at the party? And she was saying, no, we didn't have sex. She had to make it clear
except for
to you.
The part where she,
they didn't have intercourse.
Yeah, because you tend to be confusing, so I need to make everything clear.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. You just went from a 9.5 to an 11 with that smart ass guy.
Well, I've listened to you for a while, and I hear everybody getting irritated because you just don't get it, so I'm just trying to help you out.
I don't get it. Listen, you little bitch, I asked you where you had sex 1,000 times. You gave me every answer but vagina.
All right,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
All right.
I'm saying, did you do it at the party? And you're like, no.
I heard somebody say everything but sex. Like,
yes.
They had oral sex.
All right. Okay. All right, great.
All right, so this guy's... That's all right. That's fine. Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Find a rich guy, marry him, and fake your orgasm.
And fake my orgasm.
Trouble otherwise.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Listen, I smell. One? Here's what I smell. I smell junior college on you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So that a little smell, a little cod too. You been fishing or what?
Oh, you wish. No.
What college you going to?
U of A.
Oh, that's junior college. It's a 4-year junior college.
Yeah. I think you kind of. Got hit into Adam's ego here a little bit.
Now
he's trying to find a way in so he can try and burn you. So you might as well just hang up on him.
No, don't do that. You're hot.
I'm trying to talk to the caller. Britton, do you have orgasms with oral sex?
No.
I'd give you one. I'd give you a little tug on the hair and a little tap on the ass.
I like the hair tugging. I like that.
I know. I call it rough trade. A little tough talk. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, well, that's how I like it.
All right. Yeah, all right. I'm coming around on Brittany now. We'd make a good team, me and you.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, study hard. Don't worry about the orgasms. Those are coming. You find a good guy, all right? All right, and now listen, don't be so hostile with the guys. You'll freak them out.
19-year-old guy will get freaked out by a hot chick who's like, hey, you're not doing that right. You know what I mean? Yeah. They start panicking and licking harder.
What is she? Yeah. Ooh. Irene, 16.
Hi. I was just calling because I wanted to talk to Kelly. I saw you in Huntington Beach, like, last Friday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, I was just wondering how you started off surfing and, like, how you got sponsored and everything.
Well, how old were you when you got sponsored?
I first was sponsored when I was about 10 or 12 years old. And I started surfing when I was 5, about 5 years old. I probably first stood on a board before then. But, I grew up in Florida, surfing, just hanging out on the beach basically with my family and just moved into the water.
Well, yeah, I like live in Tulare. It's like in Bakersfield and Fresno in the valley.
Bakersfield?
It's like right, like, not in Bakersfield, but it's like in the middle between there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't get to the beach that much, but I go to Huntington a lot, and I just started surfing like a couple months ago.
Well, let me tell you something about this book, Pipe Dreams. It's like bringing the beach home with you. You understand?
Yeah, I want to be a marine biologist, so I have to live by the beach.
Shameless plug there by Adam for me. Appreciate that.
Why do you want to be a marine biologist?
Because I want to work with, like, dolphins and sharks and stuff. I don't know. I'm weird.
All right. Well, you got to get out of that Bakersfield.
That's not weird. That's just...
Oh, my God. I love surfing so much. It's so much fun.
Drew, what should you study if you want to be a marine biologist? What should you be good in? Biology?
Just biology.
It's got the word biology right in it. What do you do?
Biology. I suck at math.
All right. Well, start unsucking at math.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Get your grades up and get the hell out of Bakersfield.
Yeah, I know.
So it's the world's worst place.
Beach. It freaks me out when people don't live near the beach. I couldn't imagine not living near the beach.
Yeah. That's right.
I go to the beach, like, a lot during the weekends, like, because it's, like, 2 hours away, like, Pismo, but...
All right, get out of that Bakersfield and follow your dreams.
All right.
Study that Bragger shark. We'll be back.
Okay.
Well, that's the show, everybody. Taproot in here tomorrow night. Dr.
Mercifully.
Drew. Yeah. Going to work with the Olsen twins tomorrow.
Couple days, and then I'll see you again on Thursday.
I bet you get some, Drew.
Yeah.
All right, so, Drew, when are you back in town?
Friday.
All right. Well, look forward to not seeing you on Friday.
You'll see. We'll talk again on Thursday, though. We'll broadcast.
All right, buddy. Hey, give me a call myself.
Good
myself.
Times.
Right. Kelly Slater, everybody. Always good to see him. Pipe Dreams, name of the new book, out as we speak. Go out and get it. It's really just thumbing through it. Very, very intriguing book. Lots of good pictures, lots of good stories. All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.